Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week is a double Parsha, once again, and this week is Parsha's Achrimos Kedoshim. The Parsha of Achrimos deals largely with the service of Yom Kippur, which was performed by the High Priest, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur on the Day of Atonement. While today we don't have most of the services that were done on Yom Kippur, namely we don't have any of the services that were done at the temple, a major part of the Yom Kippur prayers are recounting the services done by the high priest in the temple. Probably the highlight of the entire Yom Kippur service was the entry of the Kohen Gadol of the high priest into the Holy of Holies when he brought the Ketores, the incense, into the Kodesh Kodashim, into the Holy of Holies. This is the only time that a human is allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Holy of Holies. There is no other time when a human being is allowed in there. And even on Yom Kippur, only the high priest, only the Kohen Gadol, when he is doing exactly what the Torah commands him to do in terms of the service and the incense, that's when he's allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Holy of Holies. I'd like to just focus for a moment on the idea of a human being normally not being allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, and the idea that on Yom Kippur, the high priest was able to go in. It's worthwhile to point out that during the Second Temple era, especially the latter part of the Second Temple era, when the Greeks and the Romans for large swaths of that era dominated the Jewish people and their cultural influence was felt, many of the high priests were not the most observant, pious Jews, but were rather Hellenized priests who bought the position of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, and the position often went to the highest bidder. The Talmud says that in the latter part of the Second Temple era, they would tie a string around the high priest before he went into the Holy of Holies, because he often would not make it out alive. And it was almost a yearly process that they would have to replace the Kohen Gadol after his entering the Holy of Holies, because he would not survive the experience. In other words, if he was not a worthy individual, he would not make it out alive. The idea is as follows. The Talmud tells us that the holy ark that stood in the Holy of Holies did not take up any space. What's this idea? What's this notion? It's not simply a nice magic trick that God performs that the ark doesn't take up any space. But rather, the idea is that the Holy of Holies is the place which is most connected to heaven. In heaven, there is no notion of space. It's a spiritual realm. In our world, we have an idea of time and space, and things take up space. Whatever dimensions they have takes up that amount of space. But if you enter a place on this earth that is connected to a higher spiritual world, that area is not bound by the rules of this world, and therefore you have an ark that will not take up any space. In other words, the lesson we learn from that is that the Holy of Holies is an area that is part of this world and yet not part of this world. And consequently, a human who is bound and part and parcel of this world cannot enter that area. It's almost like trying to live underwater. You can't do it. You don't belong there. It's not a place where humans can survive. And trying to connect to a higher spiritual existence when you're part of this world is a fatal experience. However, one day a year on Yom Kippur, when to a large degree we as humans divest ourselves of our physical bodies to a large degree, we fast, we abstain from other physical experiences such as washing and anointing and normal married life and wearing leather shoes, when we live for that one day a year, that special time when the Torah tells us that we have the opportunity to leave this world to some degree, then the holiest person of the Jewish nation, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, and let me just digress for a moment and point out that the job of the priests is to perform the service in the temple, and the idea of service, both in the temple and in the prayers that we have today that are in place of the service in the temples, of the sacrifices and so on, is the idea of connecting our world to the higher spiritual world. And so, we have the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, who is supposed to be the most spiritually advanced individual, whose job it is to connect this world to that world on the holiest day of the year, has the ability to go into the holiest place on earth and to really move from this world into that world and to survive the experience if he's on the level. And Yom Kippur is the only day when that can be done. Yom Kippur is the day where we can to some degree leave this world behind, and so the high priest, who is the man who brings this world into the other world, is allowed to go into the Holy of Holies to bring in the incense offering. While we certainly cannot achieve this level in our lives today of going into the Holy of Holies, and there's no human today who is able to walk into there, who is allowed to walk into there, I should say, but nonetheless, we can still have an idea of that we have the ability to some degree, even in our daily lives, to keep in mind that we have a responsibility in our lives to connect this world with a higher spiritual world. And while we may not reach the levels of the high priest on Yom Kippur going into the Holy of Holies, but in a general sense, our focus in life should not just be on this world, but it should be on taking this world and connecting it with a higher world. At the same time, the Yom Kippur idea teaches us that we need to recognize our limitations. If a person goes into the Holy of Holies and he is not fit to walk in there, he's not able to exist at that level, then it could be fatal. And for us trying to reach spiritual levels that we're not ready for, that we're not really holding at, and to try to live or do things that are on a higher level that's beyond us, is not necessarily the best idea. Rather, we should try to achieve gradual growth in our lives that will gradually raise us to a level where we can create a larger connection between this world and the higher world, and throughout our lives to enlarge that connection, to grow it, to make it more real in our lives. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.